We are holding Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. We're at the Mishnah on the top of Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Misha Nigmar Dino. If someone already had a Gemar Din, we know what that means already. A Gemar Din means?
Final
judgment of his case. Ubarach, and then he ran away. Ubalifnei also Beis Din, and then he came back to that same Beis Din that he ran away from, meaning before they had a chance to do anything to him. He runs away. And then he comes back to the Beis Din. Ein Sosrin Es Dino. They cannot contradict the original din. They can't reopen the case and say, oh, maybe we can come up with some other reason that we can let him off the hook. No, they had a Gemar Din. They have to abide by that Gemar Din. He comes back to the Beis Din. They have to now implement whatever it was they decided about him previously. Kol makom sheyam bushnayim. But whenever two people come to a Beis Din, v'yomru, and these two people say, Mi'idim anu b'ish ploni. We testify about this guy. Shenigmar dino b'beis din shel ploni. That he had a gemar din in a different reputable beis din, in a good beis din somewhere else. Uploni uploni edav. And we can even tell you who the edim were that testified against him. It was ploni and ploni. They were his edim that testified against him. And he already had a gemar din and then he ran away. And this is the guy. We found him. He's right here. This is the guy. Hareze yehareg. What does this second Beis Din do? They kill him, correct. Period. Sanhedrin ohagas ba'aretz uvechutz la'aretz. We should have a Sanhedrin both in Jewish towns in Israel as well as in Jewish towns in chutz la'aretz, outside of Israel. Sanhedrin ohareges achad b'shavua nikres chovlanis. A Sanhedrin that kills somebody once every Shemitah cycle, how long is a Shemitah cycle?
7 years,
is considered to be a violent Sanhedrin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says even more, Echad l'shivim shana, even if it only kills once every 70 years, it's considered to be a violent Beis Din. That's the middle opinion. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva Omrim, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva go even further, they say, Ilu hayinu b'Sanhedrin, if we would be on a Sanhedrin, lo nerag adam me'olam. No one would ever get killed. We would somehow come up with a way to get everybody off the hook. We'll see in the Gemara how they would do that. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, af hein marbim shovchei damim b'Yisrael. That if they do that, they're going to cause more murderers in the Jewish people. Meaning that would be a terrible policy to let everyone get off the hook, because then what's going to deter people from committing crimes? So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's nice of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon to brag how everyone would get off the hook in their Beis Din, but that's an awful policy, because then people will be able to literally get away with murder. Now, main point number one, three opinions of the definition of a violent Beis Din. Three opinions of the definition of a violent Beis Din, or three opinions of how much killing is too much. I guess that's a better way to say it. Three opinions of how much killing is too much. One opinion is, if the Beis Din kills once every 7 years. Second opinion, once every 70 years. And third opinion, ever. If the Beis Din kills ever, then it's already too much. Yes. Says the Gemara. Lifnei also Beis Din hu de ein sosrin. Going back on the first halach in the Mishnah. The first halach in the Mishnah was, the guy has a Gemar Din, he runs away, he comes back, so Beis Din cannot reopen the case, they just have to abide by the Gemar Din. Says the Gemara, Lifnei also Beis Din hu de ein sosrin. The implication is, they can't undo the Gemar Din in front of the same Beis Din. Halifnei Beis Din Acher Sosrin. The implication, the Mishnah doesn't say it straight out, but the implication is that if you were to run away to a different Beis Din, that second Beis Din is allowed to reopen his case and analyze it again. Frek the Gemara, but that's a problem, because Hatani Seifa, the very next line of the Mishnah says that Kol Makom Sheyamdu Shnayim V'Yomru. Whenever two people come to a Beis Din and say, Mi'idin Anu Es Ish Ploni, we testify about this fellow, Shenigmar Dino B'Beis Din Ploni, that he had a Gemar Din in a certain Beis Din, Uploni Uploni Edav, and we can identify who the witnesses against him were. Harei Zeh Neherag. The second Beis Din kills him. They do not reopen his case. So it seems to be a contradiction between the first line of the Mishnah and the second line of the Mishnah. First line of the Mishnah said the same Beis Din isn't going to reopen the case. Makes it sound like another Beis Din would reopen the case. But then the next line of the Mishnah says that even a second Beis Din should never reopen the case. Which is it? Can a second Beis Din reopen and reanalyze a case that's already been judged? Amar Abaye, Abaye answers, Lo kasha. It's not a contradiction. Kan be'eretz Yisrael, kan b'chutzal ha'aretz. It depends if we're talking about a second Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael or a second Beis Din in Chutz La'aretz, which means, and the Gemara is going to explain, but it means that if his original judgment was in Eretz Yisrael and he runs away to Chutz La'aretz, the Chutz La'aretz Beis Din has to honor the conclusion of the Eretz Yisrael Beis Din. But if his original judgment was in Chutz La'aretz and he runs away to Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael Beis Din can reopen the case and analyze it again. They don't have to honor the Chutz La'aretz decision. Detanya, like we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Dustai Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Dustai says the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach. Barach me Oretz l'chutz la'aretz. If the guy ran away from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, ein sosrin esdino. They cannot contradict the original din. They cannot undo the original din. They cannot reopen the case. But in the reverse, mechutz la'aretz la'aretz, if he ran away from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, then sosrin esdino. They can undo the original case. They can reopen it. Why? Mipnei zechusa shel Eretz Yisrael. Because of the merit of the land of Israel. That the merit of the land of Israel may be so great that it will enable us to find something to let this guy off the hook, to find some zuchus for him, to let him off the hook and not get him killed. Yeah? Excellent. So that's something that Rishonim all deal with. What if it's Arisol, Tarisol, or Chutz La'aretz to Chutz La'aretz? It sounds like from the simplest reading of the Gemara that you can only reopen it when it's Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, because now you have something new that was introduced. The Zechus of Eretz Yisrael was now introduced. But if you're going from Chutz La'aretz to Chutz La'aretz, or Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, you're not introducing anything new, and therefore you cannot reopen it. That would be the simplest reading. Sanhedrin noheges. Sanhedrin, the Mishnah had said, is noheg. We have Sanhedraos both in Israel and in Chutz La'aretz. Says Gemara Minan Emili. How do you know that that's true, that we have a Sanhedrin both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz? D'tan Rabbanan, because the Braisa teaches. Says the Pasuk, Vahayu Eila Lachem L'chukos Mishpat L'dorosechem. That's the Pasuk. L'manu, this Pasuk teaches us, the Sanhedrin shenoheges ba'aretz uvechutz la'aretz. That Sanhedrin applies both in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutz La'aretz. I assume it's from the word ledoroseichem, that in all generations, and there were plenty of generations of Jews, unfortunately, that were not in Eretz Yisrael. And still, for all generations, we have a Sanhedrin. Imkein matam lomar bisha'arecha. Why then does the Pasuk say that Sanhedrin is bisha'arecha? What does the word bisha'arecha mean? Bisha'arecha? In your gates, right? Which is in Eretz Yisrael, sounds like. Says the Gemara, because there's a difference between the way we set up Sanhedraos in Eretz Yisrael and the way we set them up in Chutz La'aretz. Bisha'arecha atamoshiv batedinim b'chol pelech u'pelech u'b'chol ir v'ir. In Eretz Yisrael, you have a Beis Din in every region and in every little city in Eretz Yisrael. You need to have a Sanhedrin. But in Chutz La'aretz, atamoshiv b'chol pelech u'pelech v'atamoshiv b'chol ir v'ir. You only need one in every region. You don't need one in every little city. So you could have one in the northeast region of the United States. You don't necessarily need one in Cedarhurst and in Woodmere. And you don't need a Beis Din in every little city. But in Eretz Yisrael, you need a Beis Din in every little city. Main points number 2 and 3, I forgot to mention. Main point number 2 was, we can reopen a case from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, but not the reverse. And we can reopen a case from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, but not the reverse, not from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. And number 3, in Eretz Yisrael, we need a Sanhedrin in every town. In Chutz La'aretz, we only need one in every region, every basic area. Then the Mishnah had concluded, the last Mishnah of the first parak concluded by telling us about what a violent Beis Din is. Sanhedrin HaOreges, the Sanhedrin that kills once every 7 years or 70 years, is considered a violent Beis Din. Ibayilhu. So the Gemara says, I have a question. Achas l'shivim shana nikres chavlanis, odilma orach arehi. Are we saying that once every 70 years is considered violent? Or are we saying once every 70 years is considered normal? And more than once every 70 years is considered violent. Meaning, what if you get it right on the mark? This Beis Din kills once every 70 years. Does that mean it's violent? Does that mean it's normal? Anything more than that would be violent? Answers the Gemara, teku. We don't know. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, Omrim, Ilu Hayinu. Then Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva said, wait, if we were on the Sanhedrin, what did they say? No one would ever get killed. Ask the Gemara, Hechi Avu Avdi. What would they do? How could you make that happen? Meaning, if what if two Edom came and said, we gave this guy warning, and it was in broad daylight, and we know it was exactly him, and he killed the other person. What would they do? How could they get them off the hook? Says the Gemara, here's what they would do. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Darmi Tarvayi. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar both explained. They would ask a question that's impossible to answer, such as, Re'isem trefa harag shalem harag? Did you see if the victim, the guy that was killed, was a trefa or was healthy? A trefa is a person who's ill anyway and was going to die likely in the next 12 months anyhow. You're not chayiv misa for killing a trefa. Now, you don't know what the guy's health is. He may look perfectly healthy, and he's about to have a stroke, and you know he's about to have a heart attack or whatever, and we don't know. So maybe they would ask something like that. Maybe he's a trefa. Maybe there was a hole in his heart, and you didn't know about it, and therefore you shouldn't be chayiv misa. Amar Rav Ashi says, an intim salam shalim hav, and even if they say, no, we did an autopsy and we examined and there was no hole in his heart, they'll say, Dilma b'makom sayef nekav hava. Maybe the exact place where the murderer stabbed him, he already had a hole in that area and he was going to die anyway, and the murderer just lucked out and stabbed him right in that spot. You don't know? And those kinds of questions would be what they would demand. That level of evidence, which is impossible, would be what they would demand in order to give someone misa, and that way they'd get everyone else off the hook. Ask the Gemara, okay, that's great if it was a murder case. How would they get someone off the hook from a case where it was an erva, where someone had usher sexual relations? What kind of questions would they ask there? So Abaye and Rava would both said, they would ask the question, Re'isem kimakchal bishvoferes. Did you actually graphically see the penetration of the male organ into the woman? If you actually graphically saw that, because generally that's not what you would see. You would just see two bodies. But did you actually graphically see that? Only if you saw that would we believe that it was actually a Bi'ah Asura. Two concepts over here. Trefa, on the second wide line, trefa is a concept, an important concept. Someone who's going to die anyway because he's ill, and you're not chayv misa for killing him. And this concept of kimakchal bishvoferes. Yeah, literally, kemachal bishvoferes means like eyeliner in a tube of, the eyeliner stick that a woman has when she does her makeup in the tube. That's the imagery Chazal use when they describe the act of bia, that it's a stick going into a tube.
Which is the second one?
Kemachal bishvoferes. That's second to last line of the parak. So ask the Gemara of Rabbanan Hechidainu. The Gemara asks, well, wait a second. That's a pretty good point. Meaning, if you want to testify that someone had illicit sexual relations, shouldn't you have to see that there was actual penetration? If you didn't see that, how could you ever testify against them? What about all the Rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon? How would they ever be mechayev someone misa for sexual sin? No one is ever going to see that. So how would the Rabbanan ever be mechayev misa? Answers the Gemara Kishmuel. They hold like Shmuel. Da'amar Shmuel b'mina'afim misheyiru kimina'afim. Shmuel says all you need to see is what looks like sexual relations. You can bet if it looks like it, that's probably what it is, and therefore you don't have to see any in any more detail. Main point number four, last main point of the Perek. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva would get people off the hook by asking if they saw if the victim was a trefa, and if they saw the actual penetration. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva would get people off the hook of Misa by asking if the Edim saw whether the victim was a trefa, and if they saw Kemachal Bishvoferes, the actual penetration. Hadran Allah Ketzad HaEdim, Yasher Koach, everyone. Pretty good. You finished the first parak of Maseches Makos. Now all we need to do is know the first parak of Maseches Makos.